With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Yeah. The things I have done.
Multitasking.
Amaze myself. I'm like... Golly, look at you. I don't have any muscles in these noodle arms whatsoever, yet somehow I'm managing to carry both of them around all the time.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back.
We're back. Special guest.
What was inside Brittany's belly the last time you saw her.
We've got
here, so.
Two babies in the house.
We do. We've got the Martin boys, as Johnny D likes to.
I'm trying not to be super loud today.
Oh, they don't care.
I want them to like me.
Yeah, that's
fine. Scared
so
them.
You've got Jackson.
I got Jackson.
Oh, that's Waylon.
And she got Waylon. Yeah, I got Mr. Grumpy Pants.
Oh, Grumpy Pants.
Yeah, he's been... He's been on one for about 48 hours here. So.
He's been on one?
I don't know what's wrong with him, but at night I started calling him Catfish. Because he'll just sit there and go, he won't relax.
After a couple hours, it's literally the most annoying sound that you could hear.
Yeah.
He's just making noise.
Yeah.
But he's mad. You see it on his face.
Like, and you don't even know why he's mad.
You might want to send him to this side of the table if he's just into noise making.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He would work. But you can tell. You just look on his face and he's just like unhappy. But he's got no reason to be unhappy. Now, that guy, he'll talk to you. Not really talk, obviously, but if he coos at you, you can coo back, then he's going to do it louder.
Yeah.
Like he's.
No,
like,
you ain't outdoing me. No, but you ain't outdoing me.
Oh, he got a lot of his mama in him.
Hootie hoo.
Well, he may be a singer.
Brittany, are you a singer?
Not if it's
in
genetic.
Well, if we have a meltdown, I'm ready with the TV.
Oh. All right. They'll watch that jam all day.
I can't play too much of it, but
honestly, I love Bluey. I catch myself just sitting and watching it, and I'm like, oh my God.
So that are you a children's television program watcher now?
Yeah, I guess that's my life now. Wow.
I watch it out loud.
Oh, Bluey's awesome.
Bluey's the best.
Bluey's good. Spidey and His Amazing Friends. That one.
That's a good one.
I skip out on that one.
Yeah, no, really? I like him.
Yeah.
She's done found this new super annoying lady.
By accident.
That puts them in a trance, though.
I wish I had never found
her. Who's the lady?
Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel.
Where's she at?
On the YouTube.
And it will put children in a trance?
It puts these two in a trance.
Literally, they will smile at her at the
TV. Is that the cook?
No, she's some lady that wears overalls. I call her lady. She's not old. She's young. She
teaches babies words and
She like puts the developmental stage at the bottom so like you don't freak out if your baby's not doing this.
But she talks in a very
Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel. And after a couple hours, you're like,
after a couple hours,
yes, me, hey,
I'm gonna go.
We don't need the audio on this.
Yeah. Can we mute this?
Because we have a hard rule of no cocoa melon.
No cocoa melon
in the Martin household. It's just too annoying.
My cousin's kids are
cocoa melon
obsessed with cocoa. It's weird watching.
I would say that's a great rule.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have that rule.
No. Oh,
Lottie was the only one that was into it, and she's off of that now.
Jackson's frowning.
I told you, Grumpy Pants. This is just who he's been the past 48 hours.
I love it.
He's like a little old man.
Oh, yeah.
A baby's body.
Yeah,
he's scowling.
That's what I'm saying. At nighttime, that's what he does with his passy, but he's not doing it now because there's probably too much distraction for him. But he'll sit there with that same look going, sound just like when you grab a catfish after you caught him.
It sounds
exactly. And he gets to talking to you. Yeah. That's what it sounds like, 100%.
That's fantastic.
And then you got his catfish and crawfish, because when you lay him on the changing table, he try to go backwards.
He going backwards.
He going that way. He don't ever come towards you. He going that way. He getting the heck out of there. So it's fun, man.
I can dig it.
It's wild. It's, yeah. It's good.
It will be fun.
Yeah, you're still waiting for the fun
stage,
right?
I'm not even going to play right now. Right now is probably the least amount of fun I've had. Yeah. But now they're starting to, like, be aware of each other. And
oh, yeah. So October
12th.
12th.
Yeah. We're January
20th. They're like 3.5 months old.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Almost 4 months old.
Yeah, they'll be driving soon, right?
Oh, I hope
everybody.
Hey, you said that it goes by quicker than you could ever even imagine.
I know,
well, buddy, it needs
that.
To step on the gas.
You know, people say that, but I feel like Carter should be at least 25 by now. Yeah.
I actually feel that way about Carter as well. I was just thinking that the other day. I was like, man, I feel like he was older, and I've never thought that.
Yeah,
it's always the opposite.
Feels like he's been around for a minute.
And what's Carter, 8?
He's 8. He'll be 9 soon.
Yeah, I think like he should be at least like 11.
Oh, yeah. See, he's only 9, and they talking about it flying by, which 9 is a big deal when you're looking at this. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I'm like,
we just emptied our last pull ups. We're out of those now.
Wow.
We don't even have, like, Lottie was like, I don't want to wear this to bed anymore. I said, if you don't wear it, cool with me.
Yeah.
Cool with your mom.
So there is a light.
There is a light.
There's, how old's Lottie?
4.
Oh, man.
That's
a long time.
Yeah, but y'all went 2-for-1 sale.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had diapers in my house for 7 years.
Yeah.
7 straight years I was changing diapers.
In 7 years, I'm liable to be the one in diapers around our house. I mean, that's where I'm
headed. Actually a fact.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, I can borderline wear them now, to be fair. But
every time he picks one of them up.
Hey, careful.
Oh, are we getting old, Martin?
I am
back
old.
Back problems?
Well, yeah, and it's the end of duck season, too. So, like, there's a bunch of factors going into why I'm so stiff.
Yeah.
Bunch of factors.
I can't say anything. I'm 32. I'll be 32 in April, and I...
Yeah, she sound like a fireworks stand when she get up and start walking.
My hips crack. So
hey,
much.
She just grew 2 human beings at once.
I'm aware.
I got you.
Very aware.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, don't be throwing no punches over this way. Yeah. I'm just throwing that. Hey, bud.
Hi.
I get you. This is about normal though. You got one that.
Yeah, there's no fussing happening.
You got one that's.
No,
late.
That happens at night.
Yes.
That happens after about 6:30 p.m. When you're ready to say, "Man, it's been a good day." They're like.
Here you go.
No,
here they
bro.
Go.
We
here
call
they
it
go.
The witching
no,
hour.
Bro. Yeah.
Witching hour.
Yeah, the time between like 6:30 and bath and bed is like
wow. Y'all get dominated.
You power through.
Oh, yeah, you just
we don't even talk to each other.
Nah.
We're just taking care of business.
No, the night
and
the
just
night
getting
ends,
through.
The night
you just
ends.
Can't with,
the night ends kind of like, yeah, love you.
Yeah.
Bonk. See you tomorrow.
It's like, ooh, man, I love you, but
even
I don't
though
like
they
you.
Sleep through the night, they still don't, their bedtime isn't early. It's not like some of our friends, their kids go to bed at like 7 and don't wake up till 7:30. We're going to bed at like 10 and not waking up till 7:30.
Yeah, we're 9:30 to 10 yeah, to 7:30.
I would take that.
Oh, we're
oh,
not
absolutely.
Griping.
Yeah.
We're not griping.
We have not taken that for granted,
please,
the least bit.
Please
sleeping
don't.
Babies get better cars whenever they turn 16.
True that.
I've told my kids
that
ever since they were born.
Yeah, soak that little seed in.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, whenever you get older, you'll get cooler stuff if you sleep now.
Yeah.
And they've been sleeping through the night since they were, I think it was like 8 weeks.
I hear
him. he just heard how cool of a truck he's going to have when he turns 16.
He's like, I'll keep on sleeping.
Watch me sleep tonight.
Give me that four-wheel drive.
Yeah, watch this dude. No, it's, I don't know. It's just.
Look at Taco Tuesday.
It's so weird because they're polar
Tuesday.
Opposites. Like, this guy, Waylon.
You say polar opposites. It looks like y'all are holding the same baby.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, Waylon, all hands. Like, we'll use his hands for everything. Ain't moving them feet. Like, just ain't going to do it. Jackson, he got a lot of John David in him. He's going to be a kicker. Like, when they fight, he's going to kick and throw.
We're moving.
Yeah. always on the move. But Waylon, he gonna throw punches.
We lost the passing.
No, that's fine.
He said, right. "I don't want that thing."
He'll be all right.
I'm just amazed that they're sitting up as good as they're sitting up.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's all. That's
their, what, 4 months old.
They ain't quite there yet. Yeah.
My sister did tell me to tell y'all. I'm probably said it before. When they can sit up on their own, that's the total game changer of twins. Because they'll just sit there, and then you can put them in, and then they're good.
I cannot.
All right, well,
I hate to say it, Grumpy, but I can't wait.
Grumpy just smile.
Oh, yeah, he'll smile at you, man. That's the other thing, opposite. He'll give you a big gummy smile.
Oh, yeah.
Waylon, on the other hand, he'll give you.
Hey, Bubba. Yeah, he was smiling big time. Hey,
Bubba.
Oh, boy.
What is it, Bubs? You smiling at your mama? So, yeah, it's crazy, man, how different they are. I mean, how alike they are. While also being extremely different, it's wild. It's a wild ride, but the good news is that for the most part they love bath time, so that's kind of cool.
We play jams.
Yeah, we have. You know, I don't know if you saw my Instagram story the other night. Spice Girls were on the.
We play better music than that.
I got a video that
ma'am,
I.
Ma'am, I don't know how you get better than that.
I am teaching them every
genre.
Broad genre.
Give them every genre.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, boys, you want to do it? You want Jackson? You want to take us to our first break?
Yeah.
Take us to our first break. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Yeah, you know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
I let them watch The Little Mermaid the other day, just mostly because I wanted to watch The Little Mermaid. I was like, I have kids now, so no one's going to judge me. But I think Waylon might have a thing for redheads.
Oh, boy.
Every time Ariel came on the screen, he would just gaze up at her and smile. And I was like, hey, now.
Hey, you like redheads?
You're 3 months old.
Hey, son, you like redheads or fish? I'm good with either. Hopefully it's the latter. Every redhead I've been around, kind of fiery. Yeah. Is that right, Si?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Little Mermaid does have jams, though.
Oh.
Just jam after
absolute jams.
Walking around on those. What's that word again?
They didn't.
Feet.
They didn't seem to be overly big fans of Aladdin when old boy changed into the.
You know, I can't.
The big wizard or whatever.
I couldn't get my kids on Aladdin.
Yeah.
You know, I went back and watched it as like an adult, and I was like, I could see this is a little scary a little bit.
Yeah, when he changes into that other genie there at the end, spoiler alert for those of y'all that somehow have made it this far and ain't seen it.
Whoa, 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 they've made 7 of them.
Yeah.
There's no spoilers here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the few, like, I really like the one with, what, Will Smith? That one was really
good. That one's good.
Yeah.
So me and my kids, we watched The Prince of Egypt, and we popped popcorn. I was like, let's watch The Prince of Egypt. I hadn't seen it in forever. He got over. Carter goes, Dad, that movie was terrible. I was like, you can't say that. And he goes, it was. I said, well, buddy, the Lord kind of wrote that story. He goes, no, that was just somebody's estimation of the Lord's story. And I was like, all right, okay.
I'd have told it different.
If how you're going with it. I got cracked up. That movie was kind of scary too, though.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean, Old Testament.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Wild stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say a lot of wild things. Going
Did
on.
They adapt the names of the Old Testament to something that the kids could pronounce? Or they?
No,
they go with those with 17 consonants and 2 vowels.
Well, they started them plagues. Carter was like,
hold on now.
I don't want to be part of this.
Yeah, what's all them crickets doing out there?
Might want to stay on the good side of the Lord, son.
Look at him. Uh-oh. He's starting to get a scowl on his face, too.
Scowl on his. So what have they eaten today? Because they seem like professionals at this. Sitting
I spend
here.
My life feeding them and washing their bottles.
Yeah, they're up to 7 bottles a day.
7 bottles a day. Well, they are Martin boys.
Yeah, 7 bottles, 4 ounces. Hey. So, I mean, we could increase probably the feedings and get rid of a bottle, but they seem to tolerate the 4 ounces a lot better than going to 5, so.
Oh, but hey, take a lot of food to run this factory.
I guarantee you. Look at their daddy.
I just sent my sister a picture of y'all holding twins, and all her response was PTSD.
For real.
She remembers it.
She's very well aware, isn't she?
Twin parents have a special place.
I have a couple of twin mom friends, and they're the only ones that hit me with it real.
Yeah.
They're like, listen. I hate to tell you this, but it's not going to get easier. It's just going to be a different kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Different kind of.
And I was like, well, thanks for being honest.
Yeah. Hey. Uh-oh. What?
Oh, boy. And now we got a bell.
Hey, can you hit that? No, we ain't
They're
there.
Talking up a storm, son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bud. What is it? You want to play with the ducks?
Something made me mad a while ago.
Look at that face.
Yeah. You're getting a scowl on your face again, Waylon.
You don't want to put the, you don't want to play with the ducks?
Say no. Mm.
No, he's mad at ducks just like his dad.
I need a gun.
Hey, one more and that'd be what I killed this morning. So good job.
You've already been duck hunting?
Yes, it's terrible too. I thought it'd be something before this rain got here. They said no, I'm going into hunker down mode.
Yeah.
Hunker down.
On field place and a no fly rule.
I did do better than them. They killed one snow goose, so. And they in the woods. I was hunting close to the edge of a field. I didn't even see a snow.
Didn't even see a
Yeah, that's a weird.
That tells you what kind of way today.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's something. They're here. Look
it's
at them.
Something.
Yeah. I'm not going to use the word thrive.
They
are.
No, I'm going to say that y'all don't feel like you are. But you look like you are.
It's a front.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
It's 100% a front.
Come peek through the window at about 8 o'clock at night, and you're going to see two people in their 30s that are just ready to call it quits for the most part. I'm just telling you right now.
But you're holding it together.
Yeah, well.
Are we?
Yeah. You're here. You're talking about your kids.
Yeah.
They're alive.
You went duck cutting this morning. Yeah.
They're full. They sleep.
Yeah, they do. They do all the things. I think overall, oh, wow. But
I'd give you an A+.
I didn't notice we had a little spit on the table. I'll leave that for you. I think overall, in the grand scheme of things, y'all looking at each other now?
Yeah.
That we got two pretty good kids in the grand scheme of things. But there's the same time, there's two of them.
What about the grandparents? Tell me about when they're with them.
Oh, they love them.
Mine are just back in Nashville, so yeah. We only have one that is close by that can help, unfortunately.
Miss Jolene.
Yeah. Jolene, yeah.
Jolene.
But she's retired.
Did we love Granny?
Every time I text her, she's there
within
10 minutes. Like, you know.
I would say within 5.
No, but even if she's like out at town, she's like,
oh, yeah.
I'll be right there.
Yeah,
and it's still 10 minutes or less. It's
everything not, yeah. She's doing.
Yeah, I think she's like left buggies full of groceries at Walmart or something to come. Like, no, not that important.
Absolutely.
Go on.
Y'all put this up.
I'll come back here.
Yeah, y'all put this up. I'll be back in another day.
I got a diaper to change.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, Si, you want this one?
No.
It's just full of TT.
No, I'm no done with deal. That, sir. I've already informed my 3 kids. I ain't changing their kids' diapers. I've put my time in, and I'm...
Hands are... Officially clean.
My hands are staying clean.
There you go. I like it.
I'll change one of them right now if you want me to.
Boy.
Nah.
Give you a break. See if I still got it.
No, these are just TT diapers. You're good.
Oh.
These are harmless. These are like Band-Aid. Uh-oh.
I'll call you when they drop a deuce.
No, okay. Well.
When they drop
a deuce.
About
2 years, I got a special trick right when they're,
well, this
you know.
One I think is.
Oh, boy.
Good for you,
it
buddy.
May smell good in here in a minute.
Right.
You got to hold on for one more minute before we go to break, my man.
Oh, he's squeezing.
Oh, yeah, he's
about to.
There's some stuff letting go. I don't know if it's just air, but. Oh.
Well, yeah. When they reach about 2, I
now,
used to
now,
use duct
why.
Tape
oh,
on the
Oh, my
wipers.
Gosh.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty rough there.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, it's a good thing YouTube, you can't smell through here, or Apple Podcast or iHeartRadio or wherever in the world you're listening to.
Cause, oh, my gosh.
Man, that...
it's so spicy.
Man, that's got hair with it or something. Woo.
Did he just rip one?
I think we're in the process of evacuating.
Worry. It'll make it its way over
that's
there.
That's why I had that weird face on.
Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah, we're...
Open.
Good job, bud.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, we might as well take a break and get this.
That's right.
And go through an oil change and get this boy cleaned
up. That's right,
boy.
So,
somebody get a water hose.
Yeah, because look at him. He mad now.
So. Oh, I bet he is.
Oh, my God.
Man, they always make me feel better. I don't get it.
Oh, it stinks so bad.
All right, Waylon and Jackson, Waylon, we enjoyed Jackson. You being on the podcast.
Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Finally, sunscreen worthy of your skin. Sol de Janeiro's new Rio Radiance SPF 50 collection, where glowing hydration meets sun protection in a beachy and nostalgic scent. Confidently embrace your glow with lightweight 100% mineral SPF body lotion, refreshing SPF body spray, and shimmering SPF body oil. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com, plus free shipping with the code SPOTIFY10.
Diapers. All right, we're going with Trey.
Welcome back, sir.
Diapers are changed and that's babies are on their night. Way. So
the it's foul good to have. Smell them. Is gone,
but so are the cute children.
It was that's pretty right. rough. Yeah, those two go hand in hand. Unfortunately,
we watched the whole episode of Bluey while you were gone.
You showed Si?
No,
what do you think?
Really.
Now I enjoyed the show between the kids about all the different faces they was making.
Yeah,
Si wasn't talking much because he was just watching.
Well, the cool thing, what you see in kids to me, is like you see pure innocence. Like they have no idea. Like there is no right or wrong to them. It's just being.
Life is great.
Yeah. And so when you get to see that, it's kind of refreshing because you don't see that.
Nope.
Very. And look, I know my time is limited on how much I get to see it in them before they figure out how to play the game too, because we all humans and we all flawed, So
it's coming.
Oh, boy.
It's only a matter of time before I get to looking for my wallet and it's gone and I find it up under my kid's piggy bank.
Yeah.
Like you.
Been there. And they start whooping on each other.
Mm-hmm. I told Brittany last night, I said,
they're going to have some good wrestling.
Oh, man. I said, and if one of them picks on the other one, I'm letting the one that got picked on just waylay him. Like, We don't take kindly to picking and bullying around the Martin household. So if you want to pick on your little brother, big brother, equal brother, whatever it is, the one that's getting picked on going to get a return shot. And that's all I'm going to – he's going to get one, and then we're going to break it up. But he's going to get one. And
they'll be inseparable, though. They'll be
– that brings up fond memories when Scott was growing up. All the trouble we had with him and with the neighbors and all this crap.
Was he a bad kid?
No, he was. He was.
He was just your kid.
Well, he was. He had anger management problems.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
So we had to watch him closely. And we had a neighborhood kid was, bullying him. The kid knew I had told Scott he couldn't fight.
Yeah. Squared off with him?
Oh, no. So finally, he just kept doing it one day, and I come out there, and I said, come here, Scott. And the kid was standing there. And I said, no, don't run off. I want you to hear this.
Yeah, stand right there.
I said, I want you to hear this. I said, the next time he does that to you, if you don't kick his butt, I'm going to whip your butt.
I said, hey,
you've got the green light to just stomp him the next time he does that. I said, did you understand just what I just done to my son?
Yeah.
I said, I've took the handcuffs off. He's free to whoop your butt. And I said, if he don't, I'm going to give him the whipping of his life, and he knows when I say something that, I'm not going to say it twice.
It's pretty impressive that he never retaliated until you.
Oh no!
Like you
no,
had
no,
to
no.
tell him to because he listened to you because you told him not to.
Oh no!
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, because hey,
Yeah. No, I'm same way though. Me and bullies, we don't get along.
Consistency. Here's the best advice of parenting. You've got to be consistent.
Well, somebody tell them kids that.
Huh? Well, I'm just saying. No. You know, because if you just say, you know, because I heard it too much growing up, I'm going to tell your dad.
Yeah.
You know, well, that doesn't do nothing, man. I'm a stupid teenager. You know.
And
you're
still
wasting your breath on me saying, I'm going to get you later.
Yeah.
It's 14.
Yeah.
Hey, no. When it happened, get him right when it happened.
Yeah, right then.
Yeah, right then, tear his butt up, and then tell him, hey, look, you know, because I got my last whooping, and I mean, it was child abuse at 14.
That was with the extension cord.
But hey, Daddy asked the most important question, did you deserve it? And yes, the answer would be, yes, I deserved it. But I didn't deserve the abuse.
Yeah, I didn't deserve that level.
Yeah, you was angry, too angry. You should have stepped back and not whooped me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you went too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine that gets a lot of people. It's just more known about these days.
Yeah.
Probably more prevalent back in them days because nobody knew.
Well, no. Well, it just, you know.
But there's a time.
Nowadays, you can't discipline your children.
Yeah.
They'll arrest you.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but they'll just had to arrest me.
It's called a sheriff's office. I'm just saying, all I gotta tell you.
They just had to took me to jail.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me how to raise my kids.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
I'll bring myself if that's the problem. Because I'm a big believer in spare the rod, spoil the child. Now, does that mean the rod has to be whipped every time? No, but there's times.
Johnny D
in the thick of it. I know that with them youngins. They at that age where they really testing boundaries. Because I remember being in Rachel's kids going through it, and I'm like, oh, man, ooh, don't do that. And they do part of that, and you're like, okay.
Hold on, hey.
All right, you little rascal.
No, it's the human. It's into the human to push you just as far as you allow someone to push you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to push you, you know, until you finally just say, you know, that's like the bullies. You know, you finally got to say, hey, trying to be good. Your parents have told you don't fight and all this, and you're trying to do what your parents say. There's just sometimes that you just got to say no. This is enough, and I'll fix it. Hey, we fixed the square head off right now and finish this.
Yeah.
Or they'll never leave you alone.
Yeah. I don't want you walking away saying, boy, I wish you'd tried that on me.
No. That's like that joke about the cop talking about, I wish you'd put that billy club on me.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the cop walked around the other side and said, hey, lean over here a minute. And then just whacked him. He said, I didn't want you to go down the road by the mine, said, I wish he'd have tried that with me.
Yeah. No, are we taking that excuse from you? Your boys fight a lot?
No.
Not at all?
Oh, well.
Just not a lot.
I got a weird dynamic.
I got you.
Carter and Ben's. Ben's is like a little angel child who says sweet things and doesn't fight. It gets along with Carter, gets along with Lottie.
Sound like me.
No problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Ben's is removed from the equation, there's a 4-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy that are ready to throw down at any moment.
You got the oldest and the youngest jockeying for position.
And they both mad. and she
you can't get mad at that little girl, right?
Oh, I mean, yes. Oh, she's the meanest one of all of them. Carter will come in crying. I'm like, what is it, dude? And he's like, she hit me. And I'm like, you're 8. Don't let a little girl whoop you. Also, let me go talk to her because I don't know what's happening right now. But yeah, she'll growl at people. You know, she mean.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only two that really fight at our house.
And Ben's is just man in the middle.
Ben's is just like, I don't
peacekeeper.
Know. I don't know what gene he got of just lover of all humans and people. And he says hilarious stuff. He's like, well, we shouldn't fight because Jesus doesn't want us to. And I'm like, well, I don't know about everybody
that's
else,
good,
but a 33% batting average is pretty good.
Yeah,
I got one of them on track.
We're one out of three.
We're
baby.
Trying to get them other two.
Hey, I get you in the Hall of Fame. In baseball. Baseball, you're a first balloter. You hit .333.
Right. Oh, it's hilarious, so, though.
That's good, yeah.
But Ben's and Carter get along. They're like, they're just
well,
they,
it's
now
funny.
They fight over the Xbox, which is real easy, because one day I'm just going to throw it in the pond behind the house,
and they're going to melt down, and I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, because you've always been a PlayStation guy anyway.
Well, yeah, but they got to
you'll get some satisfaction out of watching that Microsoft product go
to the
bottom.
But yeah. I kid you not, it was two. They got Xbox for Christmas 2 days after. I said, nope, it's over.
Who got them to Xbox?
And I, me. Oh. Yeah, boy. If you want something cool, I'm going to get it for you.
If you get
good grades and you do cool stuff.
I didn't know if that was a granny thing.
I went for it. And I got you. They've been asking for it for like 2 years. I was like, whatever, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't 2 days after Christmas. They were fighting over it. And I said, well, I mean, if you're going to fight, I'm just going to remove what makes you fight.
Yeah.
So it's like, and they're like, that's our Christmas gift. I was like, I don't care.
Don't matter.
It's gone.
Don't matter.
They've earned it back, but.
Y'all about to learn a hard truth about presents.
They come and they go.
Yeah. Amen to that. Yeah. That was always my parents' same way, but they took my fishing rod from me. I was like, oh, no. No. Fishing rod and BB guns what left my hands. And I was like, no, this ain't.
Well, you got to find, what. You know, we'll make them.
Oh, that was my motivation because all I was trying to do was get out there and hunt songbirds and catch the neighborhood bass for the 150th time.
Songbirds and neighborhood bass.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what I did as a kid. That's just, I don't know, I wasn't ever much into video games, which I'm glad because now that I'm an adult, I have a couple of game consoles and I can get lost in them. Like, I mean, I can see where they.
Oh, that's a
because. Like, I can race Mario Kart on Switch. Too long.
Way too long.
Too long. Like, me and Brittany played the other night, let the boys watch just because we figured all the flashing colors and everything be fine. Then we got to yelling at each other. And we decided that probably wasn't the best model of... well, she'd get mad at me because... Well, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's weird at that. I just win.
Yeah, I mean, you
the competition.
I mean, it's them dang backwards green shells. The ones that make me so mad that... You know, I get her with all the time. So it just is like, she's like, how do you know where I'm at? I'm like, well, it's a dang 60-inch TV. And there's only two screens on it. I mean, all I got to do is go straight.
It's
like,
not hard.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But, then I looked, I was like, yeah, we're probably not setting the best example. So let's remove these.
Let's all go fishing.
Yeah, let's go fishing. But anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
A new equation for switching on outcomes is here from PwC. It's human-led and tech-powered. It's PwC with Oracle, SAP, Salesforce, and Workday. It's PwC with Microsoft, AWS, and Google. Simplify your systems and amplify your results. Switch on outcomes with PwC and their alliances. Learn more at pwc.com.
The games will have happened by the time this airs. So.
Well, no, but it's Eagles.
Yeah, it could be a prediction, though.
Yeah. Eagles versus the 49ers.
It'll be funnier if we're predicting teams that didn't even make it.
Well,
Eagles, 49ers, and you got the Chiefs and the Bengals.
But be careful because whatever you say here, people are going to hear after those games have been played.
Yeah, you're going to either look like a mad genius or you're going to look like Uncle Si.
Like that time.
Just plumb crazy.
I tried this with the World Cup, and I said we'd win 2-0, and we got our rear ends kicked, and everybody knew it.
Well, I made a prediction on the...
On TCU, that didn't work.
That didn't TCU. Work out. Well, yeah, so who do you have with it?
Yeah, but I still say I had put a qualifying deal on this, if they showed up and played. And in my humble opinion, they didn't show up.
Well, clearly.
But here's my prediction.
We got a Super Bowl prediction here.
Here's my prediction. Okay. Kansas City against the Bengals.
Okay.
Okay.
Who wins? A healthy Joe Burrow or an injured Patrick
Mahomes?
Well,
no. That's the thing. It depends on if Patrick can actually
play. It depends on if they show up, Martin. He's told you this.
No. It depends on how bad Patrick is hurt. If he's mobile like he normally is, it'll be a good game. But I'm rooting for the Bengals to take it down.
He's rooting for the Bengals.
He's rooting for LSU of the North.
Okay, I really don't care. The Eagles will probably beat 49ers.
Man.
Okay, but that's maybe. Yeah. That's a maybe. I really don't care because I think the Bengals are going to win the whole mess.
I don't hate either one of them because I truly feel like the best four teams are left. And I think that's all that you really try to
and
get.
And that's all you really
– That's all you really try to get out of a playoff scenario is that the best four make it. Like, and I think
football.
I think they do have the top four.
But so. I think the Bengals have got, you know, a percentage is on their side because Patrick is hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Eli Apple's going to be on the field and he'll mess
up. But, well, no, no, because there's blow a lot – there's a lot of – it's a lot that goes into it because, you know, Kansas City has got a lot of racehorses, okay, that can fill the void.
Fill the void, Martin.
You know, okay, so.
And Bengals got a few of them themselves.
Well, no, no, and that's why I'm saying it's going to be a good game.
But this isn't a football podcast. Yeah, I'm just a good game. I was just curious. So you've got Bengals.
Winning it all.
All of it.
I'm talking about all of it.
Man, that'd, yeah, be big for the that'd be big for the state of Ohio.
Hey, I'm going for Joe Burrow to take it all the way to the top, boys.
Hey, hard to
he's
hard,
capable. They're capable.
Hard to I'll root against Joey Burrow after what he did for this state. So
I'll fix that. Hey, you know, they got a good team. I mean,
and that guy like he throws said, it to is pretty solid.
The
too.
Four best teams
I'm
are,
not
are
saying
playing
anything
it all.
About the city of Cincinnati.
That's a good point. Yeah. The four best teams
y'all
are playing
know how I
for
feel from last year.
Yeah.
So that's a good deal.
But Philadelphia going to be hard to beat. They somehow just managed.
Oh, yeah.
They managed.
Well, they take advantage of the Saints in every trade that they make.
Well, they've got some racehorses, too, of their own.
Well, they're the first ones I think I've seen. And we're not a football podcast, so sorry if we're boring you because I know a lot of y'all hate football and the NFL because, you know, whatever.
If you want to, I'll switch this over to a soccer podcast because there was a hilarious game in France yesterday.
Hey, unless Ted Lasso's back out, I don't want to talk about soccer.
There was a really funny game in France, if you need to know. 7-0.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, you're right. The Eagles have adapted college football to the NFL, and it's working. Their offense.
Jalen Hurts, baby.
Yep. The guy who wasn't good enough to play at Alabama.
You know, it's all them people from Alabama trying to claim Jalen Hurts now.
Well, of course they are. But
like, oh, another Alabama grad just doing big time. Like,
they're also the ones that loaded up his trailer and escorted him out of Tuscaloosa. So it's fine.
Boomer Sooner. Boomer Sooner.
Hey, he seems like a good fella, so I can root for him too.
Root for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he seems like a good dude. But. Anyway.
They're all good dudes left.
Yeah, for the most part.
It's hard not to root for old
Purdy,
the last
Mr. Irrelevant.
The last pick of the draft. 251 other people were picked before him, and they're like, oh, let's take this guy. Now he's starting in the NFC Championship game.
And has had a pretty easy go of it overall. So.
And is doing a great job.
That just goes to show you. It doesn't matter if you're Mr. Irrelevant. What are you going to do when you get the ball? That's transferable to all skills of life.
That's it.
It doesn't matter. All the people that ask us about what to do in their job because they feel stuck and all that. Hey, look at him. He ain't even supposed to be there. He's supposed to be over there with that Surface tablet and his hair all looking good and say, hey, can y'all hand me my ring? Nah, instead, he out there running for his life.
He wasn't even supposed to have a helmet on. He's supposed to just hang out at practice.
Yeah, he was supposed to hold Jimmy G's helmet.
Yeah.
Make sure you got that. Here you go. Here you go, man. Get back in there.
Yeah, go get him. Go get him.
I do like a backup quarterback winning it all. That's just fun. But I cannot stand the 49ers. So.
Yeah. You know why? Because no matter what Mr. Purdy does, if he does it, he will be paid the rest of it. He's going to be the next Matt
Flynn.
Well,
here's the thing. Hey,
Matty Flynn.
You know, it's not talking trash when you back it up.
There you go. It ain't sky busting if you can do it.
Hey, as you can kill him at 125, okay, it ain't sky busting.
It ain't sky busting if they fold up.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's good.
Right.
Well, but I don't even know what else to talk. Well, what are you going to eat?
For like, what?
Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl?
Like, do you have a – I mean, we're obviously talking about the game, but, like, what's your number one Super Bowl food? I'm just
– The best Super Bowl I ever watched was I just watched Netflix when the referees blew that call on New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. That's
and we all boycotted it, and Sean Payton said we're going to watch Netflix and eat ice cream. I said, I'm in. I watched a movie and had our whole family gathered around. We had a big old Sunday bar. I don't even know what happened in that game.
I like it.
Rams lost.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I've never watched a second of it.
What's your Super Bowl food, Si?
I would prefer that Stone cooked.
I was about to say it.
No. A tenderloin.
Well, yeah.
Whatever Stone's got on the grill, right. What size eating. But does Stone watch the Super Bowl?
No.
He won't even watch
the
Super Bowl.
He also doesn't need a reason to cook.
At Al's, and Stone is just cooking for Al.
Yeah, Stone ain't looking real hard for a reason to cook. He'll do that anyway. Yeah.
He going to cook, but then when that ball playing starts, he's out.
He's out. He's gone.
Yeah, he going to go watch the jiu-jitsu match or something.
He'll go do that.
Does Goblin watch the Super Bowl?
No, he'll be watching motocross. If they have, and it doesn't matter if there's a real one or
if it's a rerun,
That's right.
He'll be watching it like it's the first time, saying, "Look at Topher." I don't even know who Topher is. Like, I don't know why they can't say Chris, because I'm sure it's Christopher.
That is what it is.
Yeah, but okay. I don't. You know, that's all I know about Goblin.
Goblin ain't watching
the motocross.
McMillan will be watching the Super Bowl.
He'll have bets everywhere. Yeah,
and
Phillip likes to gamble too much tonight,
and we'll lose all of them.
Probably so. No, he'll snake out and break even at the end of the night. That's just what he does.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. He'll bet on the way the laces turn with 12 seconds to go after an incomplete pass and win it. I mean, that's just what Phillip does. Like, he finds a way to break even. I don't know. It's wild, man. I've been in a lot of gambling situations with McMillan, and he
I won a bunch of money on the last Super Bowl.
Squares?
No.
Oh, because I ain't ever won a dime off them squares.
I put some money down on a non-quarterback to throw a touchdown.
Oh.
And when Joe Mixon threw that touchdown, I won like $500. I was jumping around the house. I didn't care who won. That's all I wanted to happen. Pass.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a hard one to bet on there. That feels like a sucker bet, whenever you make it.
It was free.
Yeah. DraftKings, baby. No.
I did a little promo code. Here's the deal. We're talking about gambling. Do not gamble money that you do not have.
That's right.
Yes, every time I've ever bet money on the line, it was incidentally found for the most part.
Yep.
Like, I opened up the console of my truck, like, where'd that 20 come from? Here you go. Boom.
Any money you're willing to gamble, you have to be willing to say, well, that was fun even though I lost.
But I will quote you as saying, this is a direct quote from you. In Las Vegas, we were watching Michael Waddell on the roulette wheel, and you said, watching people gamble is way more fun when there's something on the line. You said
that dude got more money than me. I was watching watching him gamble was way more fun than gambling myself.
Yeah.
Well, gambler once told me, if you can't take a $100 bill and if you smoke and you light a cigar with a $100 bill,
you don't need to be gambling.
You don't need to be gambling.
Yeah.
That's probably great advice.
Yeah. Man, it doesn't have to be 100.
Because he's saying,
you may want to gamble five.
You're just burning it up.
You're tossing it in the air.
Yeah.
Only time I gamble is amongst friends, because it gives us a reason to talk trash to one another. That's like my favorite reason for betting on anything.
You technically owe him a stake.
I know. Not technically.
Yeah. But we'll wait and see who's actually.
I owe him. Whenever they want to go, we'll go, and I'll pay for the stake.
No, but we may wait and see who gets in the Super Bowl. We may go double or nothing.
Double or nothing. Okay.
Hey, you know what's You know what's better than one steak?
Well, two steaks.
You know what I like here, Mark? Let's double or nothing it, but buy some fancy internet meat that's got to be shipped in, and then have Stone cook it, and we can make real expensive steaks.
Well, hey, that's what we you just made up. Hey, I'd rather do that anyway.
Yeah, maybe like a little $200 steak.
Forget to the restaurant. I'll just buy a couple of tenderloins.
No. We're going higher dollar than tenderloins.
Oh, no, you don't get any better.
You can
eat it with a spoon.
I believe that, but I like fat. I like beef fat.
Wagyu, baby.
Yeah. I like that little eyebrow of a ribeye. I like that.
I want the
cap on a strip.
I want it to be one of those things I don't fully understand, but some guy's telling me all about it, and I'm like, I'll try this.
Yeah. Let me, pro tip, do not buy and consume a Wagyu brisket. If you do that, make it for party favors and everybody gets one piece. Because if you hit that thing like normal brisket,
it's going to run through you.
Buddy, he hits back. Buddy, he wins in the end.
Like a Johnny's Pizza.
Like, there ain't enough dude wipes on this world. Like, I'm talking about mint chill ain't going to touch that. That's a five-alarm fire. So I'm just giving you a pro tip. If you think, man, I got a bonus and, you know, I'm going to go spend it on a good prime brisket. That's fine. but invite all your buddies. And don't be mad when everybody gets one slice, because that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you do. If you go hard, I did it.
Cleared out.
It was a Christmas present, and I did it. And it was one of the more traumatic nights of my life. But there you go. So let's come back. We'll get in that inbox. We'll be back right after this.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Yes, I am. Like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow! Songs, dances, and dad jokes. Oh,
so good. So good. I got you.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
Ready?
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Johnny D.
Yes, sir.
Hello at duckcallroom.com. That's the inbox. But I think we're going to go pick on some Instagram
questions. We got some Instagram questions.
Careful.
Instagram questions.
Yeah, Instagram.
I was trying to say Insta questions.
Insta question grams.
Insta question grams.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had like hundreds of those, and when we do those episodes, we get to like six of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Our answers are often long winded.
Well, there are four of us. Well, today, three of us.
Three of us. We'll maybe burn a few here. RCJ, they're just letters. I don't think that's a name. What job did you want to do when you were a kid?
Man.
Interesting.
Nah, I ain't saying mine.
You got to.
Why?
I'll say mine.
I need to go find that
job. As a kid, I didn't want to do no jobs.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
No. I'll tell you a little quick story.
Okay.
I was on welfare one time, look, and a lady was telling me, Mr. Robinson, okay, if your dream job, what would it be? And I said, darling, you don't want to go there. You know, she said, no, I really want to know. And I said, okay, you asked for this. Just remember, you asked for it. I said, I want to find somebody that's got more money than they got sense, and they will pay me all the money, okay, for doing nothing.
And it came true.
No. And voila, it actually happened. A&E showed up, and I've been rich ever since. Oh, boy.
Not a terrible plan, though. I mean, it's hard to get it to execute.
If you can execute your dreams.
Yeah. Hey, but so I ain't mad at that being your plan.
Yeah, hey. God pulled it off.
That was what you wanted to do with
that's
your life.
That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, man.
Martin?
I think in second grade, this is going to be funny. I think my mom still has it. Like, you're really learning to write, like, a lot of letters and stuff then. So,
yeah.
Me being the nerd I was like, she went to the doctor one day, and I asked her what the doctor was. Well, she was going, Now it's been shortened to the OB. Now everybody just says OB. And I was like, how do you spell that? So I became obsessed with gynecologists and spelling it. So, like, a month into second grade when they're like, you're writing your career thing.
No, you didn't.
Yes. I want to be a gynecologist when I grow up. Of course, I'm second grade. The only thing I knew, because, you know, in second grade, your parents are keeping it very G-rated for you. Like, oh, they deliver babies.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, oh, I like babies. That's cool. I'm in second grade. I'm not far removed from being a baby. I want to be a gynecologist. She still got it somewhere. It's good, man.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah. Little did I know.
That's rich.
But there you go. Yeah, I became obsessed with the spelling, like, hard O-O-B. Words. Like, and to me, gynecologist was like, that was like onomatopoeia. Like,
I can't
smell
it.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, Martin.
So there you go. There was an old career. Now, that one was just an obsession with the word, not really understanding what it was.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is a good story. I keep that one
under the hat for special occasions. But yeah, there you go.
I didn't know that about you, Martin. You used to have a passion for gynecology.
Yeah. Miss Russell's second grade class at Claiborne Elementary. I'll never forget it.
Was it like up on the wall somewhere?
Yeah, they put everybody's up.
Was Miss Russell redheaded?
No.
Oh, God. Just from the name, I thought she would be.
What?
I'm serious. I
kind of now I'm hoping she would have been too, because I don't know what kind of story you had about her, but I'd have listened.
I guarantee you she told that story all over town.
Oh,
y'all aren't going to believe what this little boy in my class said. We got astronauts, the president,
policeman, lawyers, firefighters, gynecologist.
And a gynecologist in the second grade.
Boom.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. I was going to follow that, but I don't think I can.
Old nerd habits die hard, man. But everything in my life was a competition. That's what I'm scared of with them two youngins, is they are going to be competitive little punks.
Oh, that's...
That's okay. Dad ain't going to let them win.
I'm really happy about what you just told me. That is funny.
You're welcome.
That's great. Okay, well, Alexis asked for a personal story that occurred in each person's childhood that they vividly remember, and I think Martin
there you go,
just
Alexis,
crushed
I got
that
a,
one.
I just like my kids, I got a twofer. There you go.
So we'll move on. Oh, okay, here's a good one. From the Alex Kaiser. How did you know when you were done having kids? Was your spouse on the same page?
The minute that second one come out.
Si?
No, because we had two miracle babies.
That's true.
Because my wife was told by all the doctors, you know, that she would never have a child of her own.
There you go.
Yeah, and that's why it took me 16 hours to convince her when I actually kidnapped her in a restaurant.
He uses that term metaphorically, people.
Yeah.
It wasn't an actual kidnapping.
Yeah. She was of age.
Yeah. And in my family, okay, I had two miracle babies, and then I got, you know, what, 8 grandsons. They're miracle babies, too.
8 grandsons.
That's wild.
I bet Thanksgiving is nuts.
Oh, it is.
I bet they. Yeah. You get them all together, somebody getting in a fist fight. Guaranteed.
They're actually pretty civilized.
Johnny D, how did she ever?
For animals.
How did your woman ever talk you into a third one?
She wanted 4.
Well, really?
No, her plan in life, she was an only child, so she wanted a big family.
That's right. Not just one of us. 4.
If you would have asked us at the beginning of our marriage what the plan was, her plan was 4 kids by 30.
By 30.
And I'm just tired thinking about it.
Oh.
And then Carter came along, and there was a lot of stuff with him, you know, when he was born.
Yeah.
And so that somehow didn't slow us down, looking back. It's weird. Then we had Ben's, and it was like, hey, we got this. We're doing good at this. And then this little scary child named Lottie came along, and she changed the script.
Yeah. Said, no more 4.
And I was like, I'm good if you are. You just let me know.
Yeah.
And one year for Valentine's, I opened an envelope and the number to Dr. Marks was in there. And I went and said, go ahead and shut that valve off, my man.
Hey, there you go.
And we were good with that. And it was one of those things. I made it known that I was good with 3. I was.
Well, the cool thing about.
We'll play it by ear.
And the cool thing about the world in general is like, You can adopt if you need to.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of children that need
home. They need parents. Yeah.
So, you know, that's where me and Brittany were. We were like, okay, yeah, we're not rolling these dice again if they come 2 at a time. Yeah. So we're not rolling snake eyes again.
Yeah. You don't want to.
So next time will be a much more controlled environment.
You can get in trouble at a 2-for-1 sale.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes you can take those back. Unfortunately, we got these. Not unfortunately, they're fantastic, but y'all saw them. But just the thought of going, it was a big enough culture shock going from a family of 2 to a family of 4 immediately. I the thought of going from 4 to 6 is more than I could bear.
Yeah.
So yeah, if we decide we want another one, adoption was always in
double or nothing.
Was kind of always our backup. We weren't going to do the IVF and all that, the fertility stuff and all that stuff. So it was always, because there are a lot of them that need, you know, and with the crew we're surrounded with here, adoption is that's a big deal. Like Godwin adopt, or his daughter's adopted, Becky's son's adopted, everybody knows Willie and Corey's adoption stories. Yep. I mean, like, you know, that's always been a big deal for this crew here. Jep and Jessica, same way. So yeah, that was always like, yeah, that's not a problem for us. Like, biologically was not, didn't have to happen for us. And I mean, it did. So thank the good Lord for it. But if we'd have adopted kids, that's fine too. So, you know. But yeah, biologically too, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah. You ever go to that ultrasound and there's two of them heads staring back at you, you pretty well just go ahead, freak out and shut the valve off in. You're like, no, I'm out, yeah, boys.
All right, boy. We ain't that.
Yeah. I can't imagine them people. It made me realize, like, parents are cool. Twin parents are, like, really cool. But if you got triplets or something weird, like, oh my heavens.
You can't even play man to man D. You got to do a zone.
You're cover. In auto zone already. You're already in cover two. Like, you can't ever go cover zero. Yeah.
You need to become a coach.
And there was one in the OB waiting room that had like a four pack.
Four?
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but that's more than normal because I used to want to be OBGYN.
Yeah, well, no,
I've studied up.
I actually went over there and I said, I this is going to sound weird, but I just want to thank you for the first time during this whole journey. I'm now thankful for twins because you've got four.
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 That's like double.
That's wild.
Why I said you needed to change your career and become a coach.
Yeah.
Because you're working on a football team.
Yeah, you already got a basketball team. So.
Yeah, you already got most of the basketball team first time.
Anyway.
Well, you want me to send us out of here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, let's call it a day.
I got one to go along with grandparents. Hold on. I had one.
He had it.
And then he lost it.
And then I lost it. It's, you know, the song about them, their children and their children
and their children
and their children
and their children
and their children and their children. Number 6, 24 and 26, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And may that last for generations of your family. If you don't have a, you know, story like me and Martin, whose grandparents paved the way for a lot of who you are today, you can start that. You can be the grandparents of somebody one day, the parents of somebody right now. And leave a legacy, because when you have what me and Martin had, which was just awesome grandparents, it makes a difference in a kid's life. So
preach.
If you didn't get that, I hate that for you, but I would say be that for somebody.
Yeah, don't hold your kids hostage because of it. Like,
yep. You go be somebody. You go be the best grandparent you can be, because grandparents rule.
Ain't that the truth? We'll see y'all next time right here.